Broadcasting Network. Hard to believe. February 1st, a year ago, I started broadcasting. And you know, when they first asked me to do the program here, I thought they were asking me to come on to just do a show. And I said, what night are you talking about? And they said, well, Monday through Friday. And I said, oh, my God. I said, what? And I realized that I probably was speechless for the first time in my life. I had never really, you know, it crossed my mind every once in a while. Different people said to me, hey, you ought to do a radio show. But I'm not the type to go out and promote myself and say, oh, hey, I'd like to do a radio show. And I just never really even thought about it. So John Statmiller had to push me into it. I just really, really wasn't ready to do it. And I have to say, I appreciated the offer, although I wasn't sure I was going to take John up on it. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try it out for a month or so and see how it works. And I want to tell you, that first night a year ago when I came on to this network, I thank God for the nice people that called in and helped fill up time, because I just didn't know if I had the capacity to fill up an hour. Now, sometimes I find that I do too much talking and never get a chance to bring the callers up. But that's the way it is. But in any case, that first night, I want to tell you, it was a very strange feeling talking into my telephone and wondering if anybody was listening. So, you know, I had done many, many radio interviews over the years with other people as guests, and I knew that I could talk, and I'd listen to the recordings of the programs afterwards and say, hey, that sounded pretty good. But it's an entirely different feeling when you're the one that has to keep the thing moving, and somehow we've managed to do that. We, I don't mean that in the royal sense, I mean me and the callers and the guests. I don't have a lot of guests, folks. One of the reasons I don't have a lot of guests is because, to be completely honest, I have a feeling that there's a lot of people, I don't want to embarrass them by asking them to come on the show and put them in the position of having to say no, because I do have a reputation, so to speak, for being controversial, because of the fact that much of my writing, at this juncture, most of my writing has focused on the issue of Israel and the Israeli lobby, and I don't have any regrets about it at all. I always had a flair, I guess, for writing, or a tendency toward writing. And when I realized that the subject, which was my primary interest, was U.S. foreign policy, and specifically U.S. Middle East policy, I focused on that, and I'm glad I did, because you know, I have to say that things that I was talking about 20, 25 years ago, these things have come around, and now we are on the brink of a world war orchestrated by these very people that I have been writing about for the last 25 years in literally thousands of articles and talking on this program for the last year, and I intend to keep on doing it as long as they want to have me here. That will come as sad news to many of my critics, and there are many, but I am here live, and the Republic Broadcasting Network still lives. All right, folks, when we come back, we are going to talk about Iran. We are going to talk about anti-Semitism. We're going to talk about the power of the Israeli lobby, because it needs to be talked about.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Michael Collins, Piper, coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pleased to say that the new Republic Broadcasting Network website is up. It is republicbroadcasting.org. That's very simple. I think we can all spell Republic, and I think we can all spell broadcasting, and we know it's .org. So you need to let your friends know that the website is back up. The Republic Broadcasting Network is broadcasting on the Internet from its own website. And, of course, we are on shortwave as well. That's good news. Lots of people concerned about that. And this week in American Free Press, we have a special note to the readers advising them that the Republic Broadcasting Network is alive and well. And, of course, this program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network is coming to you courtesy of my favorite natural product, an all-natural cure for headaches. Headaches Stay Gone. HeadachesStayGone.com is the Internet website. The address for Headaches Stay Gone, if you want to drop them a note, is 199 Springton Road. 199 Springton Road. Glenmore, PA, 19343. If you didn't get that and you want that address, feel free to call in here and ask, and I'll give that address again on the air. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. That's our call-in number here at Republic, 1-800-343-9443. I will be taking calls later in the hour, but right now I'm going to do the one thing that I hate to do, and that's read to you over the air. But I want you to hear the exact words, and I'll intersperse some commentary on it. But I want you to hear what appears in the February 2nd issue of Forward, which is probably the most distinguished Jewish community newspaper in America. The headline reads, Groups Fear Public Backlash Over Iran. Now, the word groups in this headline refers to American Jewish groups. Here is the article, folks. I'm not going to read the entire article. It's quite lengthy. But I am going to read the opening paragraphs. It reads as follows. While Jewish communal leaders focus most of their current lobbying efforts on pressing the United States to take a tough line against Iran and its nuclear program. Some are privately voicing fears that they will be accused of driving America into a war with the regime in Tehran. In early advocacy efforts on the issue, Jewish organizations stressed the threat that a nuclear Iran would pose to Israel in light of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's calls to, quote-unquote, wipe Israel off the map. Now, I'm interjecting here, ladies and gentlemen. President Ahmadinejad did not call to wipe Israel off the map. What President Ahmadinejad said, I heard him say it myself when I was in Iran. I heard him say it when I met him in New York City. What he said was that he expected eventually that the Zionist regime would fold, just like the Soviet regime folded, just like other governments have folded. He was not calling for the destruction of the Jewish people, but, of course, the Israeli lobby, the Jewish communal leaders cited in this article, are putting out that message that, oh my God, Ahmadinejad and Iran want to kill all the Jews, want to wipe Israel off the map. The article in the foreword continues, now with concerns mounting that Israel and its supporters might be blamed for any military confrontation, Jewish groups are seeking to widen their argument, asserting that an Iranian nuclear bomb would threaten the West and endanger pro-American Sunni Muslim states in the region. In other words, folks, this is Michael Piper talking here. In other words, what the foreword is saying is that, basically, the Jewish community leaders in America want the United States to fight a war against Iraq, but they don't want the American public to know this. So now they're changing the rules of the debate and trying to make it appear as though Israel is not the center of the controversy here, that, oh my goodness, these wonderful Sunni Muslim states are endangered and that an Iranian nuclear bomb would threaten the West. Now, is there anyone out there, seriously, folks, who believes that Iran would launch a nuclear attack on the United States and not expect then literally to be wiped off the map by an American response? Of course not, folks. But we have our Jewish leaders here, powerful Jewish organizations that are funded with billions of dollars from some of the richest people in America. They are saying that, well, we need to retool our rhetoric. The article in Forward continues. Jess Hordes, Washington director of the Anti-Defamation League, said that the strategy of broadening the case against Iran was not an attempt to divert attention from the threats to Israel. We believe that, don't we, folks? He says, it is a fact that Iran is a danger to the whole world. We are not just saying, forgive me, I have to change it. Switch the page here. He says, we are not just saying it to hide our concerns about Israel. Well, I'm here to tell you, Jeff Hordes is a liar. The article continues, yet many advocacy efforts, even when not linked to Israel, carry indelibly Jewish fingerprints. Now, remember, that's the Forward newspaper, ladies and gentlemen, not me. That's not Michael Collins Piper, the evil anti-Semite, Hitler apologist, Holocaust denier, bigot, etc., etc. I will repeat what the foreword says. Yet many advocacy efforts, that is in regard to Iran, even when not linked to Israel, carry indelibly Jewish fingerprints. Last week, Jewish groups claimed victory when the United Nations approved a resolution denouncing Holocaust denial, with Iran's regime as the obvious target. Additionally, numerous Jewish activists are pressing in advertisements and internet appeals for Ahmadinejad to be indicted in The Hague for incitement to genocide. In warning of possible scapegoating, that is, for people to publicly point out that Israel and its lobby in America is behind the effort to get the United States into war, in warning of possible scapegoating, insiders point to the experience of the Iraq War. Since the initial invasion in 2003, anti-war groups have charged with growing vehemence that the war was promoted by Jewish groups acting in Israel's interest. Even though, so the foreword says, the invasion enjoyed bipartisan backing and popular support and was not at the top of most Jewish organizations' agendas. Well, of course, folks, we know why it enjoyed bipartisan backing. That's because the Israeli lobby and its affiliated political action committees and high-powered Jewish financiers in America who fund the Israeli lobby basically are largely responsible for the vast majority of the money going into the Democratic Party's coffers and likewise with the Republican coffers. Forward notes. The Iraq backlash prompted former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to order in 2005 that his ministers keep a low profile on Iran. Forward continues. Now, however, Jewish groups are indeed playing a lead role in pressing for a hard line on Iran. I'm going to repeat that. Now, however, Jewish groups are indeed playing a lead role in pressing for a hard line on Iran. Forward continues. The campaign comes at a time when President Bush's popularity has reached record lows and members of both parties are cautioning against a rush toward war. So in other words, folks, the vast majority of the American people are opposed to the Iraq war and really concerned about the United States going to war against Iran, and yet this powerful Jewish lobby in Washington, with all the billionaires backing it, they want to get us into a war. Isn't it interesting, folks? Isn't it interesting? They even cite in this article the fact that Colin Powell referred to the pro-war advisors surrounding Donald Rumsfeld as the Jinsa crowd. They point out Jinsa, J-I-N-S-A, is the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. Thomas Newman, Jinsa's executive director, said he was not offended by Powell's reference, although he was surprised that the former Secretary of State would single out a Jewish group when naming those who supported the war. I am not accusing Powell of anything, but these are words that the anti-Semites will use in the future, Newman said. Whatever worries exist about a negative backlash over Israel, they have not deterred Jewish and pro-Israel activists from publicly pressing for tough U.S. action against Iran or invoking concern for Israel. Listen to this, folks. This is Forward, again. A particularly forceful argument for a hard line against Iran appeared this week in the New Republic, a Washington Insider journal widely viewed as a bellwether of pro-Israel opinion. The lengthy article, written by two respected Israeli writers, Michael Oren and Yossi Klein Halevi, both fellows at the Shalom Center, a hawkish Jerusalem think tank, names Iran as the main threat to Israeli survival, regional stability, and to the entire world order. Iran is a threat to the world order, folks. Forward continues. This theme has been echoed in publications and press releases put out by most major Jewish groups, including AIPAC and the Conference of Presidents. Oren and Halevi are cited as saying the international community now has an opportunity to uphold that order, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, a little bit of commentary on that and on this topic of anti-Semitism. Stay tuned, folks. We've got to stop these warmongers.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN lives, folks. RBN lives, and we are here to bring you the truth because you can handle the truth. And the truth is that it is the Jewish lobby that is pushing for the United States to get involved in a war against Iran. The truth is that it was the Jewish lobby that pushed for the United States to get involved in both wars against Iraq. Now, you don't have to take my word for that. You can read the Forward newspaper for yourself. I think you can even find it on the Internet. I believe it's forward.com, something like that. Forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D. I'm not bringing you any secrets here, folks. These are openly discussed in this newspaper, Forward, which is perhaps the most distinguished Jewish community newspaper in America. I don't see Chinese-American newspapers calling for war against Iraq and Iran. I don't see Japanese-American papers, Serbian-American papers, Croatian-American papers, Italian-American papers. I don't see them calling for war against Iran. I don't see the Presbyterians. I don't see the Methodists. I don't see the Jehovah Witnesses. I don't see the Catholic Church calling for war against Iran. But we do find the most powerful Jewish organizations in America lobbying for war against Iran. So who then are we to say is behind the war? Behind the war effort, are we supposed to say that, oh, it's the military that wants to go into Iran? The United States military does not want to go into Iran, folks, any more than the United States military wanted to go into Iraq. So are we to just remain silent because if we point out the fact that Jewish newspapers are talking about the fact that they want that the Jewish leaders in America want the United States to go to war, is that anti-Semitism? Well, yes. Yes, they do say that this is anti-Semitism. And you know what I say about anti-Semitism? I hear people always saying, oh, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. Well, folks, The new dictionary definition of anti-Semitism is it includes anyone who is critical of Israel. Well, I am critical of Israel. I am critical of Israel's influence on U.S. foreign policy. And if that makes me anti-Semitic, then by God, I'm proud of it. I am a dictionary-defined anti-Semite. Now, folks, I'm going to qualify that. I have never in my life attempted to deny any Jewish person their civil rights, their civil liberties. I have never attempted to physically harm any Jewish American or an Israeli or any Jew from anywhere in the face of the earth. Although I can tell you the Jewish organizations have threatened me. I was threatened by the head of the Jewish Defense League. I have been attacked by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. They have done things to me along with many, many other people. I have never, ever advocated denying Jewish people the right to practice their religion as long as their practice of their religion does not interfere with the religious rights or the safety of other people. I do condemn the Jewish religion because of information that I have read about from Jewish writers like Israel Shahak and others who point out that there are teachings in the Jewish Talmud, which is the foundation for the Jewish religion, not the Bible, the Talmud. They have horrible teachings against non-Jews in there, and I condemn those things. But the point is this: we have reached a plateau in this country where we have constant ongoing witch hunts for people who are critics of Israel, for people who are critics of the power of the Israeli lobby, for Americans who just don't think it's in America's interests or even in the interests, my God, really when it comes right down to it, even in the interests of Israel for the United States to get involved in a shooting war with Iran, the possible use of nuclear weapons. So my point is this, folks, I think, you know, for America's safety, for America's survival, we have to start ignoring the accusations of anti-Semitism because they really don't mean anything in the bigger picture. What they are doing is trying to scare people into avoiding criticism of what the Israeli lobby and its powerful backers in this country are trying to do. And that is get us into a horrible war, another horrible war. I'm no pacifist. I never have been. I've never served in the military. My brother served in the military in Vietnam, and I saw what that war did to him. He's dead. He didn't die from any injuries received in the war, but ultimately he is a victim of Vietnam, just like the guys who died over there. And I don't like to see American men and women going over there to Iran or to Iraq or anywhere and getting butchered and killed in wars that are not in America's interest. So anybody who wants to call me an anti-Semite, that's fine and dandy. I treat all people the same, but when it comes to politics, we have to draw the line here, and we cannot be afraid of pointing out that it is, quote-unquote, the Jews, represented by powerful Jewish organizations. Organized Jewish groups that are trying to get America into another war. Why don't you call in? I'd like your comments on this, folks. The number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You had to listen to me for the last half hour reading something, which I hate to do on the air. It seems to take forever, and it seems like it never ends. But I wanted you to hear the exact words as they were published in the Forward newspaper. That way, you know, no one can say, oh, this is Michael Collins, Piper's conspiracy theory, his anti-Semitic rantings or ravings. It's right there in black and white. You know, candid admissions that, hey, we're trying to get a war started here, but we don't want the American public to know that it's us. Now, of course, they expect me to read it, or they expect people to read it, but the thing is, they remain confident that the mass media in America, the mass broadcast media, is not going to report it. Can you imagine? I guess Dan Rather isn't on the air anymore, but can you imagine whatever talking head they have on CBS coming on and announcing to the world that, well, Jewish groups in the United States today are really eager for the United States to go to war against Iran, but they are trying to broaden the debate so that the American people don't realize that it's Israel at the real core of this whole mess, and that's what this war, this impending war, is really all about. I mean, can you imagine someone actually announcing that on CBS or NBC or CNN or any of these major networks? No, of course they're not going to say that. No, Ahmadinejad is a nut. Ahmadinejad of Iran is a Holocaust denier. Ahmadinejad is the worst thing since Adolf Hitler. He is the new Adolf Hitler, folks. If I have seen the term the 1930s linked to Ahmadinejad once, I've seen it 1,000 times. In other words, the world is in the same situation that we are in the 1930s. Ahmadinejad is a threat to, and you heard it here, the world order. The world order, folks. You see, they really do use that terminology. We know, of course, that George Bush Sr., George H.W. Bush, openly used that term, New World Order, knowing full well the ramifications of what it meant to American patriots, American nationalists, Americans who believe that this republic should be a republic and not an empire, as Pat Buchanan put it in the title of his book, A Republic, Not an Empire. But nonetheless, we still have people who want the United States to be an empire because, you see, folks, this is the point I keep trying to remind folks, even some of our patriots who still don't get it yet, sadly enough, that Zionism is the driving force behind the New World Order. The Illuminati may be in there somewhere. The Vatican may be in there somewhere, folks. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, yes, they are all part of it. But there are also many, many people who oppose this. And yet so many good patriots in America are afraid to mention Zionism. They are afraid to mention the fact that these powerful Jewish organizations brag publicly that they are the ones behind the war. These are not corporate interests trying to stir up a war against Iran. You know, I kept hearing that all through the war in Iraq, that the corporations were behind the Iraq war. Well, what corporations want to go to war against Iran, folks? Exxon, Shell, I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence that there's... Now, of course, we know that there's going to be some major corporations who will benefit from a war against Iran. But what other organized lobby group is pushing for war against Iran? Like I said, the Serbian Americans ain't doing it. The Croatian Americans ain't doing it. The Italian Americans ain't doing it. The Presbyterians ain't doing it. But folks, the Jewish communal organizations are doing it. That's why it is so important for American Jews who oppose this madness to come out publicly and join those of us who are criticizing these Jewish organizations and saying, yes, these Jewish organizations are pushing for this war, and we reject what they're trying to do. We need brave Jewish Americans to come out and say, yes, it is the Jewish organizations, the well-funded think tanks, the well-funded lobbies, the well-funded political action committees that are funded, all of these things funded by some of the most powerful people, wealthiest and most powerful people in America. That's what we need to do. And, folks, I keep saying that we're going to have to take the opposition to the war to the real centers of power. I'm going to keep repeating this over and over again. We need to take our protests rather than the lawn of the Lafayette Park in front of the White House or the mall in front of the Capitol. No, we need to let the powerful Israeli lobby know that we know they're behind the war. That is why we have to take our criticisms and our public protests to the public offices of Jewish organizations like the Anti-Defamation League. We need to take it to some of the synagogues in some of the wealthy Jewish neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., where I've read of one synagogue where some of these powerful people all go. We need to let them know we know who the warmongers are, we reject your war, and we're going to make a public issue of it. It has to be done peaceably. It has to be done within the limits of the law, within the parameters of the law. It has to be done peacefully, folks. But this is the only way we are going to rattle their cage and stop them. There may be some desperation that arises as a consequence of this. And, of course, you know, I truly believe that there's nothing more the Anti-Defamation League would love than there to be an act of violence in one of these situations. That's why it's so vital that these protests be peaceful. But they must be public. They must be on the days of worship. They must be when the people who fund the Israeli lobby are going to their synagogues. We must let them know that we're sick of it. We're fed up. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. Because you know what, folks? This war could be the one that will set off a world war. The ramifications of it are just absolutely amazing. And you know, folks, what's interesting is that this desperation on the part of these Zionists is somewhat self-defeating in some respects, because, you know, a nuclear attack by the United States on the nuclear facilities of Iran would have an impact on the people of Israel itself. I heard Dr. Helen Caldicott, who, by the way, happens to be Jewish herself, I heard Dr. Caldicott speaking in Malaysia last June and describing the effects of a nuclear attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, or even a conventional attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, and the possibilities of what could happen as a consequence of that, the nuclear fallout. It's absolutely amazing that they're willing to risk this, but there is this intensity, this drive, this determination that the agenda of the powerful Jewish organizations be advanced and achieved. And as I say, it's our job, but we've got to stop it, folks, because I just don't like to see these body counts continue to rise in Iraq, and God Almighty, I fear what the consequences will be if there's an attack against Iran. You know, as I mentioned here, when I was flying into Tehran last month for the conference that I attended there, I was looking at all these people on the plane with me, you know, normal, everyday human beings going about their lives, returning to their home, their capital city of Iran, and realizing that many of these people could very well be killed within a few months if the Israeli lobby gets its way. See, that's where we stand now. We have got to stop the Israeli lobby from getting its way. If we have to put fear in the hearts of the people who support the Israeli lobby, if we have to have loud public demonstrations, if we have to say no more wars for Israel, to hell with Israel, if we have to say it, then by God, we have to say it, because the United States is not to be the policeman of the world. The United States is not to be the military machine for the New World Order. And thank God for those, I have to say it, I thank God for those people like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela who are standing up to the New World Order. Thank God for President Ahmadinejad. And, yes, he was not a very nice man, but thank God for Saddam Hussein for standing up as well. Now, of course, I know there's those of you out there who don't like Ahmadinejad because he scares you. There are those who don't like Hugo Chavez because he follows socialist policies. But you know what, folks? That's another country, and it's not any of our business what Hugo Chavez does in his country. We wouldn't like Hugo Chavez trying to interfere in our domestic affairs, nor should we ourselves try to interfere in his domestic affairs. He's a gutsy guy. He is standing up against the New World Order. And the New World Order is lock, stock, and barrel, just a political manifestation of the teachings of the Jewish Talmud. And as I say, I'm not ashamed to say that I oppose the Talmud, because I find the Talmud to be a book of violence. It's a very frightening and very ugly book. It teaches hatred for people. And I'm not here teaching hatred or preaching hatred or advocating hatred against Jewish people. I've mentioned it time and time again. I have a number of Jewish friends. They're not close friends. I love and respect Mark Lane, who I consider a personal friend. He, of course, is Jewish. He's very strongly anti-Zionist. Not a Zionist as some nitwit who conducts an insane little radio program here on the Internet has said, you know. And I don't advocate violence against any Jewish person. But on the other hand, I don't like the fact that some of the wealthiest Jewish people in the United States are trying to get my country involved in a war that is not in America's interests, not in anybody's interests. And Iran is no threat to the United States. Hugo Chavez in Venezuela is no threat to the United States. Why is it? Why is it that we allow ourselves to be misled so often by the mass media in America? Don't you find it interesting, folks, that this liberal left-wing media is suddenly attacking Hugo Chavez and calling him a leftist, saying that he's a follower of Fidel Castro? Isn't it interesting, folks? You know, you can judge a man by his critics. Who are the critics of someone like Hugo Chavez? Who are the critics of someone like President Ahmadinejad? The mass media in America. Who controls the mass media in America? The Vatican does not control the mass media in America, folks. I know there's a lot of people out there who truly, for whatever reason, believe that the Vatican controls the mass media in America, but it doesn't. So, folks, like I say, we have to broaden. We have to broaden our outlook. We have to abandon these old theories. Not theories, folks. We have to abandon the rhetoric and the outlook of the Cold War, because the Cold War is over. The Cold War is over, folks. You know, and we don't need to worry about Hugo Chavez being a communist threat to the United States, because he's not. What he is, he's a nationalist looking out for his nation's own interests. He is a nationalist who refuses to march in lockstep with the New World Order. Likewise with Ahmadinejad, and the list could go on and on, folks. But yet the mass media in America continues to pound away at this theme that anyone who does not go along with the New World Order, although they don't use that terminology, folks, although we found it used here in the foreword, but they present these people as anti-American. Well, I guarantee you, Hugo Chavez does not hate the average American. Hugo Chavez probably does hate George W. Bush. He probably does hate Pat Robertson, who called for Hugo Chavez's assassination. Yes, I understand that. You know, when you call for someone's assassination, and Robertson was obviously doing it in conjunction with the Bush administration, floating that idea out there, knowing that there's a hardcore of support for Pat Robertson and his mindset. Yes, there's good reason for Hugo Chavez to hate the President of the United States. I hate the President of the United States. Yes, indeed, I do. And I'm proud to say it, because I believe the President of the United States is a danger to my country. I believe he's a danger not only to the men and women in uniform, but I believe he's also a danger to every civilian in this country today, because every civilian in this country today will be impacted one way or another by a United States attack on Iran or by continued U.S. involvement in Iraq. We're talking billions upon billions of dollars being spent, folks. You know, I just saw here in the freezing weather in Washington, D.C., a homeless person sleeping on a bench under a blanket. Freezing weather, folks. I mean, you know, I'm no liberal. I've never considered myself a liberal, but when I see billions of dollars being spent in a needless foreign war, you know, I say, my God, why can't we spend a couple thousand dollars to put a roof over some of these homeless people's heads? Why can't we spend this money to fight the drug problem that rages here in Washington, D.C., and in really, not just in Washington, D.C., in the big cities, but towns and cities all over the United States? But no, we have to spend billions of dollars to protect little Israel, because Israel's our dear little ally. It rose from the ashes of the Holocaust, and well, my God, don't forget this. The Jews are God's chosen people. They say that themselves. And I guess there's a lot of people who believe it. But I tell you what, I am here to tell you that we are not going to fight any more wars for God's chosen people. If they want to fight the wars, let them do it themselves, but count us out. Count U.S. Count the United States out. They are pushing us, folks. These powerful groups are pushing us, and they're going to get us mad at them. And I'm here to say that we don't want to get mad at them. We want them to just let us the hell alone. Folks, the hour's almost up. If anyone wants to call in, you can do it now. 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington. We've only got a couple minutes left here. And for the first time, perhaps in history, it doesn't look as though I have any phone calls. I don't know if I put everybody to sleep or what. But in any case, folks, I'm glad I got this all off my chest this evening because, well, you're going to hear it again and again in one form or another because it bears repeating time and time again. You know, looking here at the related news article, a commentary in the Washington Jewish Week, dated February 1st, related story, North Korea's danger to Israel. North Korea may not be a direct threat to Israel, but some of its best customers are, etc., etc., etc. This article is written by Douglas M. Bloomfield. He's a nationally syndicated columnist. What they don't say here, though, is that Mr. Bloomfield, the former employee of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. So now you understand why we're concerned about North Korea having a nuclear bomb. This little country, I guess it's a big country, really, over in big country population-wise over in Asia. You know, we fought a war against them, an undeclared war back in the 1950s. Lots of Americans died there, and yet obviously we didn't win that war because North Korea remains a communist police state. I don't like communism, and I don't like police states, but, you know, they exist. Just a fact of life. But I don't see North Korea ever planning to launch a nuclear bomb on the United States, unless, of course, it looks like the United States is going to launch a nuclear bomb on North Korea. You know, it's funny. When you threaten somebody, that does kind of give them some feelings of insecurity, and maybe they might just decide to shoot first. Well, that has been our policy now under the Bush regime, which is a Zionist-controlled regime, lock, stock, and barrel. And it looks as though we are inevitably going to go to war. I don't know if it can be stopped, folks. I'd like to see it stopped. I'd like to see the people who organize these rallies, as I say, these anti-war rallies, take the rallies to where it really counts. They might get a little bit of news coverage when they do their rallies in front of the White House and in front of the Capitol. A little bit of news coverage for a couple minutes on the evening news, if that at all. But if they really want to make their influence felt, these 100,000 people who came to Washington should have rallied outside, as I say, one of the big synagogues here in Washington, D.C., where the real power lies. It's that simple, folks. We've got to get that message out there. And those who don't want to do it, you know, there's a lot of people who are not going to do it. They'll say that's anti-Semitic. No, it's anti-war. It's not anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Jewish. It's trying to make Jewish people realize that we are not going to fight any more wars for Israel. No more wars for Israel, folks. That's what we have to, we just have to keep pounding away at this. And those out there who don't want to talk about it, we've got to make them talk about it. All right, folks, that's all for tonight. I appreciate you listening in. By all means, continue to support the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. This has been Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Wish we had an all-natural cure for war. Have a good evening, folks. Stay tuned for Rick Adams.